You are listening to Haunted Meat, a health, fitness, wellness podcast for strange and unusual people. I am your host, Melanie Black. Today I will be talking about storty. Storty? No. Story. Story. Clarity. Motivation. Story. Clarity. Motivation. So being a human is super awkward and confusing. If you struggle with motivation, hey, guess what? You're probably a human. But the good news is, getting motivated might be simpler than you think. I didn't say easier, I said simpler. Pay attention. But here's the thing. Have you ever wished, you've seen The Matrix, right? If you haven't, this is your homework right now. You have to watch The Matrix. It is a really cool sci-fi classic 90s movie with Keanu Reeves, who plays Neo in The Matrix. And in The Matrix, they have the ability to upload programs directly to one's brain because they're interconnected with the computer and the master computer program, which is The Matrix. But I digress. Have you ever wished you could upload a program into your brain, like Neo in The Matrix? What would you program yourself to do? Would you learn Kung Fu? Become a master chef? Learn a new language? Or just do the laundry when you're supposed to? While you can't upload the ability to do any of these things instantaneously like they do in The Matrix, you can upload the motivation necessary to practice. Oh, yes. Motivation, huh? We can upload motivation. But here's the thing. First, I need you to understand that the programming language of the brain is not zeros and ones. It is story. That's right. Story is the programming language of the brain. Humans have used the power of storytelling to form religion, win wars, and just get to the gym every day. And here's the thing, for better or worse, you are telling yourself a story right now. You're telling yourself a story that directs your behavior, your motivation, and your actions. How you speak about yourself, what you say, what you do, everything that you tell yourself about the world around you, what you believe, is part of your story. So, what is the story you're telling yourself? Is it clear and defined? Do you know exactly who you are, where you are going, and what you want? Do you know who you want to be? So most people have some idea of what they want, right? Where they're going, what they want to be. And then they have this motivation problem of not getting there. I contend that your story is not clear enough. It is not rich enough, and it doesn't bridge the gap between who you are right now and who you are going to become, or who you want to become, or what you want to do. Clarity on what you believe and know to be true decides your fate. But here's the cool thing. You get to decide what you believe and know. Everything you say about yourself defines your story, what you enjoy, what you hate, how capable you are. You are constantly inventing and reinventing yourself. You are telling yourself a story about what you are and what you do. Struggle and lack of motivation comes from conflicting stories, self-doubt, and confusion about what to do next. If the story is not clear, you will not be motivated. Clarity equals motivation. Let me give you an example of clarity and how it equals motivation. Imagine, if you will, imagine you are in a building. You are on the second floor of a building, and all of your friends are there, and you're having a baby shower for one of your friends. There's loads of gifts for the baby that are piled around the room. And it's an old building that you're in, and the floors are warped. You feel the floorboards creak beneath your feet, and you notice some dry rot in those supporting pillars in the center of the room. An aggressive windstorm is kicking up outside. Your friends seem oblivious to the potential structural problems with the building. You have a feeling that the floor could collapse at any moment, but you're not sure. You don't know that it might collapse, but it might. What do you do? How motivated are you to get all of your friends out of that building? Now, I want you to imagine a second scenario. You're still in that same building. You notice the dry rot, the floors are warped, all your friends are there, there's a bunch of baby gifts piled in around the room. And now imagine that the floor does start to collapse, a big chunk of it starts to collapse. How motivated are you now that you know that the building is unsafe? You're probably very motivated to get your friends out of there, but how quickly do you collect the gifts and bring them down the stairs? Do you all go at the same time, or do you go one at a time and bring the car around because it's windy outside? How fast are you getting out of that building if a chunk of the floor got collapsed underneath you? Okay. Now imagine that big chunk of the floor has collapsed and the support beam for the ceiling comes crashing down and the building is now on fire. How motivated are you now to get your friends out of there to safety? Are you just going to say fuck it to the gifts? Probably at this point, yeah, you're probably very, very motivated to GTFO. Why so motivated in scenario 3 versus scenario 1? Because of how clear it was that there was immediate danger. Because of how certain you were that there was immediate danger. Clarity equals motivation. It is unfortunate that the most thoughtful and analytical minds suffer the greatest lack of motivation. They consider all of the angles and get stuck in analysis paralysis. Meanwhile, there are people I wish were not so sure of themselves that get loads done, often to the detriment of those around them. But here's the thing. There is a way for you thoughtful folks to get your motivation back. Make a conscious decision about what you know is true right now. And yes, you can change it later. Don't worry about the future yet. Just worry about right now. I promise that you are allowed to change your story, but one story at a time, folks, please. Decide right now what kind of person you want to be. How would that person conduct themselves? How would they speak? What would they look like? Be consistent with the story you are telling yourself. Match your internal dialogue to that story. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, fuck yeah, I want to reprogram my brain, but where to even begin redirecting all this crazy internal dialogue I have? Where do I even start actually creating that story so that I can become the person I want to be? I want you to go ahead and visit www.bb9000.com. That's bb9000.com, and you can get a free report. It's entitled Crush Imposter Syndrome, but it is a specific technique and a way in which we can reprogram the brain. You can go ahead, put your name and email in and get it for free. And if you want more of that coaching, plus are interested in becoming the boss bitch you were born to be, then you can sign up for our 90-day transformation program. This is 90 days with me guiding you through the process of uploading your personal program to your brain, as well as implementing exercise, nutrition, self-care, and getting support from your friends and family along the way. This is by far the most comprehensive transformation program I've ever attempted, and it is in its second beta testing phase right now. So if you sign up for that program, there's still room, and you sign up for it before October 1st of 2019, then you will get in for the low price of $180. It will be a $900 program when it is fully fleshed out. But for now, right now, it's a little bit ugly, but the content is still there. and it's fucking amazing. So if you are ready for that type of thorough, true transformation into the boss bitch you were born to be, go ahead and sign up. 90 days coaching with yours truly, Melanie Black. And we will do it together, and you will feel amazing and awesome. And yeah, if you're lucky enough to be listening to this before October 1st, do it. Do it now, while it's still ugly and cheap, but wonderful and glorious, and all the things. Exercise, nutrition, support, accountability, 90 days, online program. Do it. You can do it from anywhere in the world, anywhere in outer space, as long as you have internet. Okay, I will see you on something else. The next episode? No, there's more episode coming. Stay tuned for the rest of this episode. Haha. You don't have to be good at something to love it, but you do have to love it to get good at it. So if you're struggling with something, if you're trying to get something into place and you're having difficulty getting there, think about how you can change your internal dialogue, change your story, change your program so that it matches what you are trying to do for yourself. So for example, if you struggle with exercise and you wish to reprogram yourself to be going to the gym every single day, rather than saying, you know, like, man, I'm so out of shape, say, I enjoy exercise, right? Or I love a challenge. Instead of this is too hard, say, I love a challenge. This works for exercise, fitness stuff. It works for learning things like math is a really common one that this works well for, learning languages. If you struggle with math, you don't say, you know, oh man, I'm so bad at math. Say, I enjoy a challenge and I enjoy math. And just changing that story, changing that internal dialogue will have a profound impact on what you want to do for yourself and what you will do for yourself and matching those two up. You have to make it match, right? You have to tell a good story that is believable. You have to embellish it to make the program work. You have to put the details in. You have to make it specific. You have to make it clear in your mind. And if you can find role models, all the better. That is a real life story that already exists. You can make it your own. You can say, if they can do it, I can do it, right? That's why representation matters so much, because it is a clear represented story that already exists that you can adopt and make your own. But if you don't have role models, you have to be really on your imagination and make it real for yourself. Make it detailed, make it matter. Tell yourself a story about who you are and who you want to be, and make it a good one, because your story that you're telling yourself about yourself is reprogramming you right now.